Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, owner of True Wealth Group, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and 540 WFLA. Well, this week we recognize all those who have served and continue to serve our country on Veterans Day. There are many ways to say thank you, and we hope you will show your appreciation in some small way this week. I tell you, it's a very, very important day, you know, Hawk and Mark, to remember those that have served.
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend that just got out September 1. He's been in since we left high school back in 1984. He went 4 years to West Point, and then he was basically in the Army. And some of the stories he just recently told me when he came up a couple weeks ago to visit, it's just amazing when you have people shooting over your head or someone next to you dies or a vehicle blows up. So we really have a lot to appreciate. They go through a lot of sacrifices so we can remain free.
It's so true. And Hawk, you were out for trick-or-treat weekend.
Yes, I was over at a friend's house, and I saw a man walking with his children down the street there. And I said, hey, look, he's a military soldier. He's dressed up like a military soldier. And my friend said, no, he just got back from serving overseas.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Today. He got back that day.
Yeah, he was dressed up all right.
Yeah, he didn't even have time to change his outfit. He's out with his kids trick-or-treating. Aww. Isn't that nice, though?
That probably made their Halloween to be able to go trick-or-treating with their
Daddy's
dad.
Home. Yeah, isn't that great?
And that's a lot of times we forget, you know, my brother's retired Navy. It's the time away from their family that they sacrifice as well. It's not just putting their lives on the line for us and our freedom and our country, but just being away from their families, I know that's got to be heartbreaking. So
I actually asked my friend out of the last 14 years, how many years or how long have you spent away from your family? And he said around 7 years. So half the time you're away from your family, and they moved probably 10 different places. So when I was trying to hunt him down where he was, here I was thinking he was in Homestead, but he was in like 8 different places.
I know.
Him and his family.
They stay on the go. It's the life they choose to give and to sacrifice for us. So again, happy Veterans Day. And if you could do something special, maybe shake a veteran's hand that you see at the airport or someone in your family, do something extra special for them. That would be so precious. Well, it's been quite a ride on Wall Street lately. S&P Chief Equity Strategist Sam Stovall weighs in.
Yeah, I think that investors basically embraced a what-if mindset and really sort of worked themselves into a frenzy. What if Ebola becomes the new Spanish influenza of the 21st century? What if Europe slips into a deflationary spiral? And what if ISIS makes Iraq the next terrorist nation? So a lot of these things are very hard to quantify, so people just sold first and decided they'll ask questions later.
This has been all a buzz in the news lately, the market volatility. Do you agree with Sam, Mark?
Yeah, I think those things have to do with emotion, though. They affect people's emotions, and then emotions make them make decisions. And sometimes they make good decisions, sometimes they make bad decisions. So you have to kind of try to take emotion out of your investment strategy so you don't get out when you're supposed to be getting in or get in when you're supposed to be getting out.
And how could emotions trip you up like that? Are you saying that people kind of jump the gun, they overreact?
Well, they just get worried. They see the market dropping, and they're holding out, and then eventually it just builds up, and they say, oh, it's time for me to get out. And right when they get out, it starts going up, it goes up. So getting out, people get out all along when it's going down. The hard part is when you get back in, you don't want to miss the big increase of, when it hit the bottom and it goes up.
True. And that spells out all the more reason to meet with a retirement income specialist like Mark Lumia so that he can help you have a strategy in place no matter what the market's doing. And you can set up your complimentary retirement strategy session right now. Call Mark at 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Well, you've talked in previous programs about creating your own pension. Well, there was a big article in the New York Times about creating income in retirement with deferred income annuities. There seems to be a lot of different annuities. So, Mark, is this something new or just another name for something we're already familiar with?
It's nothing new. They've been around, and people remember back in 2007, 2008 when the market went down, some people lost, 38 to 40% of what they had in equities and or in the market, and other people that might have had these types of fixed index annuities or regular fixed annuities, when the market went down, they didn't lose anything. So people are starting to look at those things more and more, and they can create what they call their own pension. Creating your own pension simply means an income stream. When you win the lottery, you get an income stream for so many years or for life. And when someone's working, they get a pension or an income stream. Some of these companies are putting their retirement funds with big insurance companies and paying out all the retirees an income stream. And the good thing about creating an income stream is it keeps on paying until you die. So I think it's a good thing. It should be part of a good retirement income strategy. The question is how much, and those are the things you need to figure out along with your household budget sheet so you know how much you need, plus inflation. We can't forget about inflation because that has a big impact also.
You mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking about basic items that the middle class is struggling to afford, you mentioned dental services and dental expenses. My mom went through that very recently. And insurance will only pay so much. And if you don't have a budget or an emergency fund in place for those last minute, oh, I broke a crown, you know it can cost a fortune to get your teeth repaired.
Absolutely. And in these Medicare Advantage plans that I help people get, usually they just have basic dental, you know, simple cleanings, you know, fluoride treatments, things like that, a checkup. They don't really go into comprehensive dental. So Medicare by itself, if you have Medicare, they really don't cover dental at all. So you definitely need to think about that and plan for that unexpected expense when it comes to dentistry.
Well, are you a May-December couple? Well, the timing of your retirement can be a tricky thing, especially when there's a large age gap between married couples. What are some of the challenges, Mark, that couples face when maybe one spouse hits the retirement age, perhaps 10 years before the other?
Well, that's probably the case of me and my wife. My wife is 15 years younger than me.
That's
so I'm
right.
Sure we're going to have some issues. You know, I maybe want to retire at a certain time, and I still need to think about, hey, my kids are only 1, 4, and 7. Mm-hmm. So most likely I'll be working at least till 70, maybe a little bit later. But I also enjoy working. So, you know, when you're out there helping people, it doesn't even feel like work. You're helping people, and you know, you go to work, you get away from the family a little bit, but then you come back home and you're spending time with the family.
And you get to see the reaction of your clients once they realize, oh my goodness, because of this strategy that I've developed now from working with Mark Lumia, I can count on this amount of money in retirement. You really help them map that out.
Yeah, we definitely help them map that out. We come up with a plan. Basically, I tell everyone there's three different types of income. There's human capital, social capital, and financial capital. The human capital is the money we work for, and you know, as we're working, we use it to cover our expenses. Once we retire, we no longer have any human capital. So then we're depending on our financial capital, which is the money we saved up over time. And then we also, in some cases, might have a pension or Social Security, and we call that social capital. So you only have three ways to have money. Of those three ways, we need to figure out a plan that'll make sure that money lasts as long as you do.
And Mark, you're very used to meeting with couples as well, right?
Yeah, mostly couples, and it seems to be single women. I don't know why I don't have a lot of single men, but I have lots of couples and lots of single women.
Well, we do kind of outlive y'all. We hug more and cry more is my theory.
Yeah, that's true. I think even in the villages, I heard there's some kind of statistic where it's like 8-1 women to men.
Oh my gosh. That would make sense. My mom lives in the villages and her whole street, you know, it's the ladies. They get together on a regular basis. So I think there's something to those stats.
Actually, last week, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, there was a big article in the Village's Daily Sun where a man who basically gets credit for a lot of the villages, Gary Morris, actually died.
I saw that.
And so now his wife is single, and I think he was a billionaire. So,
and what a genius too, because what a gorgeous development he created.
Oh yeah, when his dad started it way back when, it was just basically pre-manufactured homes and trailers. When he took it over, he changed it over into small houses and bigger houses, and the community is now 100,000 plus homes. For people.
And it's filled with people that are enjoying their retirement. And Mark would love to help you plan for a retirement like that, where you can live where you want to, do the hobbies you want to, golfing, volunteering, maybe doing mission trips, whatever it is you've set your sights on for retirement. It can become a reality. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572 for your complimentary retirement strategy session. And be sure and go to retirementmark.com and download your free copy of Mark's book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. That's retirementmark.com. Well, up next, How do you spoil those precious grandkids without breaking the bank? That story and more when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 returns after this.
What does your retirement look like? Imagine where you will live and the places you want to go. Now imagine those dreams coming true.
You have to make your decisions and create some kind of retirement plan that takes that into consideration where you're going to have income for as long as you live.
Each week, Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group will share the latest strategies to help plan for the retirement of your dreams. Listen to the Retirement Mark Show every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. right here on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 WFLA.